Love at first sight is something we have seen in fairy tales growing up. The princess walks into a room, casts her eye over to a prince, and within seconds, they fall in love with each other and live happily ever after. So romantic, but real life is nothing like that at all. And if you want to experience love at first sight, then there are a few things that you need to do that will help attract a woman to you. Women are far more observant than men, and they notice things instantly. You only really have one chance to make a good first impression, so you want it to be a good one, obviously. It will take some groundwork, but once you experience that magical moment, you will see it was all worth it. And today's video, we are talking about fairy tales. Kind of. I'm going to talk you through what attracts a woman to a man to create something close to love at first sight. If you are ready, well, don't move an inch, like and subscribe. Okay, let's dive into the things that women notice almost instantly. The very first thing is your shoes. It is one of the first things that we notice about the gentleman. I'm not sure why, but it's somehow we just go straight towards the feet area when we meet someone. We do it without even realizing, which means that what is on your feet matters. Nice shoes are important when you are trying to impress a lady, because if those shoes are scruffy and dirty, then she's not going to be that impressed. She will think straight away that you do not look after yourself. And if you have nice, smart shoes that are clean, she will think that you look after yourself and that you care about the way you look. And yeah, this is your permission to go out and buy yourself a nice pair of shoes, something for different occasions if you can. They don't need to be black tie shoes, just clean, new, nice shoes, and update them often so they always look fresh. Your hair. Women are obsessed with men's hair and believe that their hairstyle tells them a lot about who they are. It's important that you stay well groomed, and this needs to be a habit, not something that you do every so often. You need to get that hair cut regularly, maintain your facial hair, wear cologne, and keep up basic hygiene. When it does come to picking a hairstyle, I would say pick something that you like that you feel shows off your personality. Just make sure that whatever it is, it's clean and well washed at all times. The next thing is your overall vibe. Women can pick up on your vibe extremely quickly. It only takes them a few moments to pick up on your personality type based by how you walk into a room. You only really need to say hello for them to understand what everything that they need to know about you. And if you give off the wrong vibe, they will immediately be turned off and you will lose your opportunity to attract them at first sight. So you want that hello to be, well, the best hello ever. Make sure that you are in a positive frame of mind when saying hello and that you are smiling at her when she looks at you. The colors that you are wearing. Maybe you never considered this, but you should try to dress with the seasons. So wearing lighter colors in summer and darker colors in the winter. Not wearing anything too outrageous like bright orange neon, but stick into those duller tones, like nice burnt autumn crisp orange colors. The color that you are wearing also tells her a lot about you. If you are wearing white, she might see you as an instantly fresh and clean person. If you are wearing, say, light brown, she might think that you are fashionable, depending on the season. Now, this one is a little bit complex for those guys that have never invested in color situations with their clothing arrangements. It will take you a while to find your perfect wardrobe and to narrow down the pieces that fit within it. You do need to develop what is called a capsule wardrobe, which basically means you have all the key pieces of an outfit. Trousers, casual shirts, dress shirts and jumpers, plus nice shoes, and you can intermatch each one of them. Having a great wardrobe to rely on will mean that you have the best chance of impressing her the very first time. How your pants fit. Girls do not like guys who wear baggy pants. The high value ladies anyway. Put simply, it looks kind of sloppy and messy. They want a guy who can wear pants that fit properly. It's something that they instinctively notice when they first meet a man. Remember, women are much more observant than what guys are, which might mean you need to get your pants tailored if you do struggle to buy them straight off the rack. If you need help to find the perfect pair, you can ask a friend or the shop assistant to help you. getting some great fitting pants will give you that upper hand compared to many other guys who might not be making the same effort. So you will stand out and she will be more attracted to you. How you move your hands. Women will notice every single thing that you do with your hands, from how you open the door at the restaurant to how you hold them in your lap while you guys are speaking. Women do notice those things, it's crazy. They will notice if you are nervous and fiddling with your hands. They will also notice if you are super confident with your hand signals. Now, your hands will tell her a lot about you, so it might sound kind of strange, but you need to practice your hand movements if you can. Stand in front of a mirror and practice holding them in front of you whilst you are talking. It probably feels a little bit weird, like you're conducting a magic trick, but it helps. You will be a little bit nervous in real life, and that's completely normal. So don't worry about your hand signals too much, but try to be conscious of them. When a woman first meets a guy, she wants him to be confident, and speaking with your hands gracefully elicits that. Your posture. Women absolutely adore a guy who has great posture. We will always go for a guy who does not hunch or slouch over a guy who does. It happens a lot with tall guys. You have this wonderful gift of height, which everyone's raving about is a good thing to have, but then you hide it by slouching and it's such a shame. Normally, guys who are average height are more likely to have better posture, therefore stand out. And if you think that you are someone who does slouch, well, practice sitting up straight with a nice straight spine, and ladies will notice men who do this over the guys who have poor posture. Your shoulders. Can you believe it, that ladies actually notice your shoulders? They notice your shoulders almost immediately. Your shoulders are an important part of how you hold yourself, and so you want to make sure that they are kind of back a little and straight up. Doing this will make you appear stronger and bigger, which will allow you to take up more space around you, which is important when it comes to that first impression because it shows dominance and confidence. Your eyes. Eyes are reportedly the gateway to our souls. Women can tell a lot from your eyes, and they can tell these things quickly. If you flick her a flirty glance across the room, she will know instantly that you have your eye on her, and that will be her first impression of you. She will instantly be attracted to you because, well, she knows that you are interested in her. So if your eyes are glazed over, she will think that you're not really that interested in her and that you are a little bit bored. If your eyes are focused on her, she is going to think that you are interested in her and everything that she has to say. So keep an eye on your eye contact. If you want to attract a woman at first sight, maintain strong eye contact. Your response pattern. Women are less likely to focus on what you are saying when they first meet you. They are more likely to focus on your response pattern. For example, if the lady says something a little outrageous, she will watch how you respond. Will you roll your eyes? Will you look concerned? Will you look interested? She's trying to see your emotional response, and she is going to take everything in about your body language because that creates that response pattern. Now, it could either attract her to you at first sight or leave her feeling a little bit unimpressed. Your lip movement. Your lips are a very sexy part of your body for a lady. They will be watching your lips as you talk. Every smile, smirk, and sigh, they will be taking note of it. So put on a show and make sure that your lips are simply irresistible. One way to do this is to maintain your lip care regime and use lip balms to keep them looking juicy, glossy, and kissable. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.